All right, Josh, UFC 300 is at the door. And it's time for us to start weighing in on the odds of some of these fights because there's some money to be made out there, and God knows we need it. So let's take a look. We're going to go down some of these fights, and right now, obviously, the odds are going to change. There is a couple of weeks before. Well, there's a week before. A little bit, week and a half before this actually takes place. So you know the odds are going to change. People are going to start putting money down on this. But which fights are you looking at that you say, hey, I want to talk about this one. I want to talk about that one.
Well, I mean, really, this comes down to let's just talk about the early odds right now and how they are. And so if I'm going down these fights, right, let's go ahead and scroll up to the main event. Where's the main event at?
Main event right there is okay, there right we now. We've got Alex Pereira is the favorite at minus 130 to Jamahal Hills, or as our man Dave would say, Jamahal Hills, plus 110. He is the underdog in this.
So I'm looking at minus 130 for Alex and Jamahal Hill at plus 110. I'm not probably betting on this fight. It's a close fight, understanding that Jamahal Hill's got the power and the speed to knock out Alex Pereira. And Alex,
and so does.
And so does Alex. And when you have a pick-em fight like that, I'm kind of staying away from it, especially when it comes risk reward. At a minus 130, betting and getting and making that money back, it's just not worth it. I'm not going to put $100 down, you know, to win basically $30. So
I don't blame you. That's about the way I look at it, but it is something you can look at as far as putting into a parlay later on. So it is something to always keep yourself in line with. We have Weili Zhang going up against Yan Xiaonan, 310, plus 310 as the underdog for Xiaonan, and a minus 395 for Weili Zhang.
See, I now, if you're going to start looking to parlay, the money goes up if you're going to parlay the winners. I mean, you're going to get a decent amount of payout. I get what you're saying.
How do you parlay the winner?
No.
You got to...
You're going to pick the winners, but I'm saying if I go Weili at minus 395, let's say I throw $100 down, but I'm going to parlay them with another two or three other winners that you think, then you're going to get a decent amount of return.
Yeah, you can use Weili as if you think she's definitely going to win that fight. You can definitely use her with a transition into underdogs on a couple other fights. It'll balance itself out, even though she's such a big favorite at minus 395. Yeah, you can still make some money.
So for me, like, I almost feel like Weili is almost, nothing's guaranteed in this business. We understand that, especially when you're gambling. Things seem to go out the door once you got $5 on something. But I'm simply saying, I think Weili is the minus 395. But if I was going to take her in one of my parlays, if I was going to take a fighter in one of my parlays to win, it would be her. And just understand, like, that's for sure. To me, I feel like almost a for sure win, it would be the Weili. So I would probably throw that down and I'd say, hey, she's someone I can have in my back pocket to throw into one of my parlays. Now you got Justin Gaethje versus Max Holloway. Gaethje is favored minus 218 and Max Holloway is the plus 180. This is another fight, John. I'm going to
go ahead.
I'm in this position where I don't like this fight at all.
See, I love this fight. If I'm going to gamble, this is the fight I'm going to gamble on.
That's because you're a fan.
No, absolutely not. That's the whole point.
Okay, go ahead.
I always love having, when I have an underdog that is absolutely a person that is outstanding in the sport of MMA, has something that, you know what, is very good at, and he's facing somebody who... very good in that same area, doesn't like to go into the area that, you know, the ground where Max normally doesn't go to the ground much either. So I look at it and say, I got Max Holloway, who is a former world champion, a guy that's still fighting at the very top of his game, going up against a guy that I think is an animal in Justin Gaethje. He is the human highlight reel. Could Justin Gaethje win that fight? Absolutely. Could Max Holloway win that fight? Yeah. He could. All Max has got to do is put, you know, I've seen Justin Gaethje hurt, and I've seen him hurt by guys that were 145-pound fighters, actually, and they had speed, and they had accuracy, and that is what Max Holloway has. So this is the kind of fight that I look at. Plus 180, I'll put $100 down to win 180. Yeah.
Oof. I think because I like Max so much, I like Justin a lot as well. I don't want to see the fight. And that's where I'm at on this fight is I don't want to see them fight. But if I'm going to have to bet, I probably would skip over not betting on this fight. But I would actually start to turn and take the Armand Sarukian over Charles Oliveira fight. I would probably lean a little bit more towards Charles in this fight.
Okay.
Charles has got the ability to stand with him. He's got to avoid getting hit with the big shot, which he gets hit with the big shot every single time. The submission threat will be there on the ground, whether it's triangles, whether it's arm bars, whether it's on the back. He's got the ability to finish this fight anywhere Charles Oliveira does. And Armand being still young, what is he, 25, 27, somewhere in there? I think he's 25. Yeah. He's nice. Still very young. There's room for him to make mistakes. Like, he's going to make some mistakes, but this is not the fight to make those mistakes. Charles is someone that will capitalize on every opportunity you give him. And I think this is a fight where I will take the underdog, the former world champion, at plus 205. I'm taking Charles Oliveira over Armand Sarukian at minus 250.
Yeah. So now take Charles Oliveira and Max Holloway as two underdogs. Put them with Weili Zhang on a three-fight parlay. Dave, do me a favor. Add that up at $100. I just want to know what you would come out with.
I just don't know if I'm taking the Max Holloway.
I want you to take Charles Oliveira, Max Holloway, and Weili Zhang. No, Weili. There you go. And put that in a parlay for $100.
It'd be $1,070.
$1,070 for $100.
For $100. Hello. I'm willing to go.
You're willing to go for $100?
I'm willing to go.
Oh man. See, I would drop the max. Let's go up a little bit here.
Let's go up.
What are the other fights? No, just go ahead and you can leave. You can leave, Weili.
Go ahead.
This is the main card, so are we rolling with just main cards?
Let me see what the other fights are, Dave. Come on.
You got Bo Nickel at minus 2400. I'm not
betting on that fight.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Even if I was to add the Bo Nickel fight.
See, and I look at that. This is where betting.
Yeah.
The bookies and the odds drive me crazy. Mm-hmm. You've got Bo Nickel at minus 2,400, but then you got Cody Brundage at plus 1,200. Hey, you better bump that up to 2,000. It's not fair.
John, you know,
give me a 2,000.
You know where I might actually take the bet, which is a negative, as I would take Holly Holm over Kayla Harrison plus 340.
Yeah.
Same here. I would take Holly Holm over Kayla Harrison.
I'm worried about Kayla making the weight, and I'm not saying she's not going to. I just worry about what the weight cut's going to do to her.
That's exactly where I'm at as well. And I think Holly with the movement's going to pose some problems for her. Yeah. You know, and then the weight cut down. So if I was to, I'm going to drop off the max one. Go ahead. Just X. There's an X button up there. You go. Yeah.
I think it'll be better for you.
Absolutely. It'll be better. Come on. Plus 340.
Come on.
Where are we at? Put $100 down.
$100.
Making $1,700.
Holly Holm.
$1,700. $1,680.174. See, I would
That's
take
a good
that.
Day.
I'll take the Holly Holm.
Baby's going to get a new pair of shoes.
That's right. Let's go. I might actually hit that parlay. Let's go.
I might actually do it.
But obviously the Charles one. I think Armand, he's so explosive That's early. Tough. That's a tough fight.
Yeah.
But I can't, with Charles, we've seen him get dropped several times. We've seen that he's Mr. Captain Comeback. He's someone that can take this fight anywhere. If he gets dropped, we've seen him come back from all these type of situations. Get the finishes against top-level fighters. Armand being young, strong, good wrestler. Don't look for Charles to take him down. Look for Charles to keep it on the feet. You know, try to avoid the big damage. And if Armand leaves his head in the wrong spot, it could be there. It could be there.
It's true.
Let's go ahead and scroll up a little bit more. I just want to take a look at the rest of the odds there. You know,
Aljamain Sterling minus 142 against Calvin Kattar at a plus 120. That's a tight fight. Yeah. I kind of like the fact that they have it there. Diego Lopez at minus 135 is the favorite over Sadiq Youssef at plus 114. Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me. Jalen Turner against Renato Moicano. That one right there is Moicano is good in the stand up. I like Jalen Turner, and he is a freaking. Just a freak at 6'3" in the lightweight division. But Moicano, He's got a ground game.
He does. He's got a ground game.
And he's got good stand-up.
And I think he's going to struggle early in the fight to get the fight to the ground. But if this fight does hit the ground. On the feet, though, I mean, I know Moicano's got good stand-up, but Jalen Turner's on another level. A little bit taller, a little bit longer.
So long.
You know, Moicano's going to have to fight him how Dan Hooker fought him in the third round. He's going to have to put that pressure. Don't be afraid to take the shots. But can Moicano's chin hold up? Which I think it can at 155. Now, at 145, he was a different fighter because of the weight cut. At 155, yeah. I feel like he's coming into his own. Bobby Green and Jim Miller.
I know. Starting it right off. Plus 154, meaning Jim Miller is the underdog in this. Bobby Green the favorite at a minus 185.
But I mean, look, if I'm going with the parlay, I think, John, I know your parlay was good, but the Max Holloway-Gaethje fight scares me. I'm going to be try to be a little bit more conservative. I'm going to go with Charles Oliveira, Weili Zhang, and Holly Holm for $100. You're winning $1,700, $1,681. That's a good parlay. There you go, guys. Waiting on the odds with Big John and Josh Thompson.